What do you see as the future for Books and Books now? Do you plan to expand more?
Well, we've taken a very non-traditional expansion path, you might say. We have three stores that we own, and then we have four stores that we're affiliated with. They're not exactly franchises, but we call them part of the Books and Books family. We provide services to them. They use the Books and Books name. We help do everything from train some employees to do some buying for some of them. And in a number of them, they run locally. The one in West Hampton Beach is owned by a marvelous couple, and they pretty much run that on their own. We dovetail with them on a lot of marketing events. We're going to maybe try to do a book fair up in West Hampton Beach and that sort of thing. We would love to see, I believe in local independent bookselling. So if there were booksellers or people who wanted to get into the book business in other parts of the country or even other parts of the state, we would love to lend our help and create a relationship with them. We've been looking recently at Key West as a possibility since there is no bookshop there. But we've also taken some non-traditional routes too. Over the last 30 years, I developed, actually over the last 5 years, with partners, we've started a film company where we're bringing books into film. And we have now about 12 different books that are in various states of development. I have a partner who's doing this full time in Los Angeles. We've also started to do some contract publishing, where we have a wonderful book called Blue Christmas, which is an anthology edited by John Dufresne on very dark and unusual Christmas stories. We did another, a special edition of called Last Train to Paradise. And then we've worked with a local author named Carolina Garcia Aguilera, who decided to go off in a whole other direction. Her new book is called Magnolia. It's a kind of Jerry Maguire meets 50 Shades of Grey. And we've helped her publish that. Bunny Yeager just had a book published with Rizzoli that we just put together. And there's a wonderful photographer in town named Sharon Sokol, and we're doing her book called Plus One, which are photographs kind of behind the scenes of the fashion world. So we're trying to take the value that we've developed and our skills and knowledge that we've developed, and we're trying to apply them in a lot of different areas. We also have developed a new concept called the Newsstand by Books and Books. We've opened in the Southeast Financial Center right downtown, and I'm doing it with a partner as well. And it's a marvelous combination of bookstore, small bookstore, newsstand, and a marvelous selection of food items, things like coffees and teas and sandwiches and salads. And it's a wonderful place if you're downtown just to stop in, grab a quick bite to eat, a quick browse, and pick something up and head off to your office.